You're tuned into Juno Afternoon, about 20 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here with me in the studio is Jackie Manning from the State Library Archives and Museums and Amy Meisner, textile artist here for an exhibit opening this Friday. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amy, you're based out of Anchorage, where you have a permanent collection in the Anchorage Museum. Was it or your work or your home or your family significantly affected by the earthquake?
We seem to come through the earthquake pretty much unscathed. I had a major pantry disaster, including marinara sauce and, you know, exploded cans of LaCroix seltzer water.
Oh, no.
Which doesn't smell nice, but it's all cleaned up now. Other people definitely lost a lot more than we did, but mostly a bit shaken up more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad nothing was seriously damaged or permanently destroyed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are well established as an artist here in Alaska. Your focus is on fabric and textiles, and you have a great website and a great blog.
Thank you. In it,
you mentioned you spent 12 years in the clothing industry.
I did.
I was wondering what were you doing then, and how did it lead to what you're doing now?
So I started in the clothing industry actually when I was still in high school. I was 17 and got an internship to work in a small atelier where they were making a lot of costumes. This was in Nevada, so in Reno, where there are lots of theatrical shows and that sort of thing. So there are lots of costumes and wedding gowns and different small runs of different types of things. So that's where I started, and I worked there all through undergrad, and where I ended up getting a degree in art, but also a degree in textiles, and ended up staying in the clothing industry until I was about 30. And the majority of that time I was in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's where my husband was doing his graduate work at UBC. And so I spent about 7 years working for different factories, doing everything from junior contemporary clothing to custom-made wedding gowns.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a lot of different types of things that I did, but mostly wedding gowns.
Wow. Are you pleased to not be doing that anymore?
I am. Thanks for asking.
not that it sounds bad, but what you're doing right now looks like way more fun. We do have one photo of your work up on the website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're looking at here?
Sure. So that is a detail of a piece called Mater Familias. That is the Latin word for matriarch. That piece is made from an old quilt that's embedded beneath a layer of pieced silk organza. And there is embroidery over the top of that. It's all hand quilted. And there are eye forms embedded in it, which are made out of cloth that have a center of stone, actually. So I do a lot with embedded objects, and while I work in the quilt form, it's more about exploring the quilt form and pushing it beyond boundaries that, you know, we all think of quilts as something that is comforting and warm and comfortable. But I want to look at them as something that has a darker edge to it. So this is a good example of that.
Yeah. And in the photos I saw on your website, and that's at amymeisner.com, there were other stones, kind of like rings of stones, smooth stones, mm-hmm. kind of woven into the work. I thought it was so cool.
Oh, thank
you. I did not think about laying under a blanket of stones. But I love it. I love that edge to a blanket. It's like this is a quilt that is not to be used as a blanket.
Right.
So your exhibit opening Friday at the State Museum is titled Inheritance, Makers, Memory, Myth. And it started with a box of anonymous fabric, you might say. Mm-hmm. Would you please tell us a little of the story?
Sure. So in 2015, a woman contacted me. She had seen my work on my website and probably read my blog and knew that I was already working with old linens. And those were all from my personal collection, family linens. And she wrote me an email and she said, you know, I have some things I'd like to send you. And can I have your address? And I have no idea who this woman was. I still have never met her, but she was from upstate New York. And she ended up sending me a box filled with old cloth that was made by unknown women. And I blogged about it, and then I had more people contact me with similar cloth. And in the end, it became a project. It became the Inheritance Project. And what I realized right away was that I was going to have to put a shape around it, because otherwise I was going to end up with all kinds of things. And so I was somewhat specific about the types of things that I wanted, but I was accepting anything that was cloth-based. The main thing was, or that I hoped for, was that people would share narratives with me, anything that they knew about the cloth, who had made it and where it came from, when it was made. And some people were able to share that. Some people shared amazing stories, some of which I'll share Friday night at my talk. But the majority of the women makers are unknown. And that really spoke to me. Just that one fact really spoke to me. And the other thing that was really interesting to me about this project was that here were all of these boxes of linens that the owners didn't want anymore for whatever reason, but they just really couldn't throw them away. So there was a lot of relief for them to have a place to send them. And I was happy to become the final inheritor of these items.
Well, based on the photos I've seen, what you've done with them is pretty spectacular.
Thank you.
It's exciting, so exciting that it's going to be on display just right over there. Is it pretty much ready?
It's getting close.
A couple more pieces.
But yeah, I just arrived today and was pretty blown away by how much work it was already ready and in the gallery.
One line that or phrase that stuck out in your artist statement was the best saved for never. Mm-hmm. Like some of these things were not like remarkably well preserved because they weren't really used because they were saved for special occasions.
Right. Well, and then the flip side to that, too, is that, you know, you can fold up a piece of cloth and put it in a drawer and think that you're going to save it. But really what's happening is that it's becoming ruined just from being from not being used. You know, the acids in the wood of a drawer will ruin a, you know, never used piece of cloth and put lines in it and discolorations. And so that happened to a lot of people, too. And they just thought they were doing a good thing and realized that in the end they should have been using it and enjoying it.
Well, let that be a lesson to our listeners. Amy, thanks for being here today. The exhibit opens Friday, December 7th at 4:30. It's free admission, and then your artist talk follows at 7 o'clock in the APK Lecture Hall. So I'm sure that's going to be very interesting. And your works are so beautiful, and some of them are quite large. It just made me think of how much time it must have taken for you. And I'm sure as an artist, it's worth all that you put in. But what do you hope the viewer will consider when coming to see your art?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think my work really speaks to the work of women. So their literal work, their handwork, and their physical work, the work of the body, and the emotional labor that women infuse not only into these textiles, but into their lives.
What a great sentiment. Thank you. And then, Jackie, is there anything else you want to mention while you're here about happenings at the APK?
You know, I just also wanted to add that Amy is going to do a youth activity workshop on Saturday, December 8th. And for ages 6 to 9, that's 10 a.m. to noon. And then for ages 9 to 12, from 1 to 3 p.m. And please register by calling the Alaska State Museum at 465-2901.
Thank you. And thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Good luck on Friday.
Thanks.
I'll see you then.
Thank you.